This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Hi, Mini Beanies. It's Laura Beanie here. While we're taking a break from making new podcast episodes, we're inviting Mini Beanies to choose their favourite storytime episode to re-release it for you. And we're going to have a little chat with them as well. How exciting! Today, I'm talking to Dawson. Hi, Dawson.
Hi.
Now, Dawson, can you tell me, how old are you?
5.
And, Dawson, do you have a favourite episode of the Beanies podcast?
Little Dinosaur and a Little Egg.
Little Dinosaurus, that's a good one. And why is that your favourite episode?
Because I can do the wolves.
Because you can do the roars. Can you do a big dinosaur roar for me now? Whoa! That's one of the best dinosaur roars I have ever heard. Can you do a little dinosaur roar? That one kind of sounded like a duck.
No, that was a velociraptor.
It was a velociraptor.
Velociraptors have tractable claws.
They have retractable claws. What else does a velociraptor have?
They have smart teeth. And one's called red, the velociraptor, and one's called blue. And Owen's their leader.
Oh, and what other dinosaurs do you know about?
A stegosaurus and a brachiosaurus and a pachycephalosaurus and also a spinosaurus.
Whoa, and what's your favourite dinosaur out of all of those dinosaurs?
I think Kotosaurus.
Whoa, that is a big one. Now, Dawson, back to the Dinosaurus podcast. Why else is it your favourite podcast?
Because it has the egg and because Michael pretends the parrot was like a dinosaur.
And do you remember what name the character has in that episode?
Dawson.
Dawson, that's right. It's named after you, isn't it? Oh, yeah, Dawson. Do you sing the Dinosaurus song to anyone?
Quinn.
And who's Quinn?
Quinnosaurus, my baby.
That's your baby sister. And when you sing it to Quinn, what do you change the words to?
I change the words to Little Quinnosaurus.
Oh, can you sing it for me?
Little Quinnosaurus in little egg, little Quinnosaurus in little egg. When do you hatch? Then chewy beak. When they hatch, chewy beak. Dinosaurs in a egg. What kind of dinosaur? A Mosasaurus.
Oh, good job! Well done! That was great. I'm sure Quinnosaurus loves it, doesn't she? Now, Dawson, before we go and listen to this episode, all the Mini Beanies are going to listen to this episode now as well. Can you give me a big let's go?
Let's go!
Good job!
Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura.
Mim!
And Michael.
Today we might meet a dinosaur.
Rawr!
Sing a dino song.
And learn all about fossils. Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go!
Psst! Michael, shh! She's coming!
We're gonna scare Laura so good.
Yes. But none of this hiding will work if she hears you eating that spaghetti.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Let me just...
Michael.
Okay. Well done. Okay. Oh, we're going to scare her so good.
Okay, here she comes. You ready?
One, two, three. Gotcha.
Oh, you guys, what did you do that for?
Oh, sorry, Laura. We just wanted you to hear our best dinosaur roars.
Oh, you wanted to scare me and make me do a scared fart.
Well, yeah, that too. Don't be a scaredactyl, Laura.
But did you like our dinosaur roar? That was my scariest one.
Roar! Yeah, it was pretty good, especially with your little silly T-Rex arms while you did it. Hey, guys, I have a story all about dinosaurs. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, please.
Once upon a time, there was a little boy called Dawson. Dawson loved school, especially show and tell. Every week, he would try and bring the best thing he could possibly think of. But sometimes, they just didn't seem special enough.
Hi, my name is Dawson, and today for show and tell, I brought this track. Roar!
The track. Nice. So Dawson decided he needed to get a bit creative with his show and tells.
Hi, I'm Dawson, and this is my sword.
That's a stick.
It's a sword. See? Shing, swing, swing, swing.
That's a lovely stick sword, Dawson, his teacher would say. Who's next for show and tell?
Another time, Dawson was sure he had the best show and tell.
Hi, my name is Dawson and these are my magic beans.
Those are just regular beans.
Yeah, they look like baked beans from a can.
The only thing that's magic about them is they magically make you fart.
The kids laughing made Dawson sad. All he wanted was to have the best, most magical show and tell.
Aw, man.
One day on his walk to school, Dawson spotted something in the grass.
What's that?
As he got closer, he noticed a round, speckly thing in the green grass.
It looks like an egg.
Dawson picked up the egg and examined it. It had a rough, speckly shell and felt warm in his hand. Dawson looked up to the tree to see if he could see a nest, but he couldn't see a mummy bird anywhere.
Mummy bird, I have your egg. Where did you come from, little egg?
Dawson looked and looked, but he couldn't see where the egg had come from.
Well, that's okay, little egg. I'll take care of you,
he said. He held the egg up to his face and gave it a little cuddle, and as he did, he swore he heard a tiny roar from inside it.
Whoa! What was that? This must be a dinosaur egg.
A dinosaur egg? You better put that back, Dawson.
I know. I'll take this egg to school and wait for it to hatch.
Yep. So Dawson carefully wrapped up the egg in his school jumper and trotted off to school. When he arrived, he couldn't wait to tell everyone about his new dinosaur egg.
Hey, look, guys. This is my dinosaur egg.
Nuh-uh, that looks like a chicken egg.
I heard it roar.
Yeah, right.
I'll bring it to show and tell on Friday. You'll see.
Oh, yeah, as if. It's not going to be a dinosaur. It'll be a dino snore.
Dawson took the egg home and that night at bedtime whispered to the egg quietly.
I know you'll be the scariest dinosaur that ever there was, little egg. We'll show them.
The next morning, Dawson woke up and quickly checked to see if the egg was okay.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. Good morning, little dinosaur egg. How are you doing this fine...
The egg had hatched while he was sleeping.
Uh-oh. That means there's a little dinosaur in here.
Dawson crept around his room looking for the dinosaur from the egg.
Tiny, tiny, tiny dinosaur. Come out wherever you are.
But he couldn't see the dinosaur anywhere.
Maybe I need to say it in a dinosaur language. Come out wherever you are.
Dawson heard a roar from his wardrobe. He flung it open, but he couldn't see a baby dinosaur.
Roar?
Dawson looked to the top shelf and instead of a dinosaur, he saw a colourful baby parrot.
Parrot?
A parrot.
Oh, it was you who was doing a roar.
Roar, roar.
The parrot flew down to Dawson and landed on his shoulder.
Oh, you're a nice parrot.
Nice parrot.
Yeah, that's what I said.
What I said.
Hey, stop copying me.
Stop copying me. Roar.
You see, mini beanies, parrots are special kinds of birds that easily learn how to copy what you say.
Roar,
Copy what you say.
Hey.
Oh, you're a very nice birdie, but I told everyone I was bringing a dinosaur to show and tell.
Show and tell.
Well, that's good. You can roar.
Roar.
That's perfect. Everyone will think you're a dinosaur.
Dino roar.
No, dinosaur.
Dino roar.
So Dawson made some air holes in an old shoebox and carefully popped his new baby dinosaur inside, ready to take to show and tell.
There you go, little dinosaur.
Ah, dino roar.
Very good.
When the show and tell started that morning, Dawson was nervous. Was everyone going to believe he really had a dinosaur? Was he going to end up being an embarrassaurus? Was that even a thing?
Okay, class, I can't wait to see your show and tells today. Dawson, some of the other children have said you have a very special show and tell, the teacher said. The other kids in the class snickered and giggled.
This is going to be a Tyrannosaurus wreck. I can't wait to see what's in that little box. Dawson went to the front of the class. He knew if he was going to make everyone believe he had a dinosaur, he was going to have to really sell it.
Behold! A dinosaur so amazing, it has to be seen to be believed!
A dinosaur? My word!
The parrot roared from inside his little box. The whole class gasped!
Wait, did that box roar?
Behold! The colourful, feathered-covered dino roar!
Dawson opened the lid of the box and the baby parrot fluttered out to sit on his shoulder.
Wow!
Wow!
Oh, wow!
What an amazing parrot!
No, it's a dinosaur. See? Roar! Wow! Cool!
Dawson looked down and saw the whole class staring with amazement at his very cute parrot sitting on his shoulder.
Wow! What's that parrot's name?
No, oh, he's so cute.
Oh, he's so cute.
So cute.
Oh, he is. And you know, birds are the closest remaining relative to dinosaurs. If anything was most like a dinosaur, it would be a bird.
Bird.
Hey, stop copying me.
Stop copying me.
Teacher.
The class were amazed with the parrot. They took turns patting him and getting him to roar. And Dawson realised that even though it wasn't a dinosaur, the parrot had made it the most special, most magical show and tell that ever there was. In fact, it was dynamite.
The end.
The end.
Hey.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And make a picture in your head of
a dinosaur egg.
How big is your dinosaur egg? A teeny little egg like a chicken, or an egg as big as a house?
What colour is your egg? Is it speckly and grey, or maybe it has blue stripes?
What does it feel like? Rough and grainy, or smooth like silk?
Well done, Mini Beanies. You made
a dinosaur egg.
Now time for a song.
Little dinosaurs in a little egg. Little dinosaurs in a little egg. One day I'll hatch and then I'll be big. One day I'll hatch and then I'll be big. Little dinosaurs hatching out my egg. What kind of dinosaurs?
I'm a stegosaurus.
Little egg, little dinosaurs in a
Tyrannosaurus.
I'm a Tyrannosaurus.
Dinosaur as a pet?
Yeah, me too. Then it could protect me from any scary monsters.
I don't know how to tell you this, guys, but I'm pretty sure dinosaurs and monsters are make-believe.
Nuh-uh, dinosaurs are real.
But have you ever seen one?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
See? How do you know they even exist then?
I know who will know.
Professor Know-It-All.
Hello, beanies.
Professor, how do we know that dinosaurs existed?
Yeah, who saw the first one?
That guy must be super old.
Maybe it was Granny. She's the oldest person I know.
Well, actually, beanies, no human has ever seen a dinosaur. They existed 66 million years ago.
What?
That's right. Dinosaurs existed in prehistoric times. Can you say that with me? Prehistoric.
Prehistoric.
Very good. Prehistoric times were before humans started recording and writing things down for us to read and learn about later. This means we have to figure out what happened during these times by using the clues we can find in nature.
Clues in nature? Did the dinosaurs leave us a letter?
Did they write it on this tree? No, maybe under this plant. No, maybe...
No, but they did leave us some clues called fossils.
What's a fossil?
Well, when lots of the dinosaurs died all that time ago, their bodies were sometimes buried very quickly by sand or water. Over millions of years, their bones slowly turned into stone. These bone-shaped stones were called fossils. Think of fossils as stone copies of whatever had made them, be it dinosaurs, fish, or even plants. Fossils can give scientists lots of clues about what plants and animals existed long before humans were on Earth.
Wow, that's so cool. So all the dinosaurs were made into copies when they died?
Well, not all of them. The conditions have to be very special for bones to turn into fossils. And it's actually very rare for it to happen. So paleontologists, who are the scientists who study dinosaurs, believe that there are many animals and dinosaurs that existed that we will never know about.
Professor, I want to find a dinosaur fossil.
Yeah, me too.
Me three.
Well, the first dinosaur fossil was only found about 200 years ago, and paleontologists believe there could still be lots of fossils out there waiting to be discovered. So, let's get digging. I brought my shovel.
Yay! Thanks, Professor Know-It-All.
Dig, 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 dig.
Thanks for listening, Mini Beanies. Maybe you and your big person could look up some pictures of dinosaurs. Practice your dinosaur roar.
Roar!
Or get digging for some fossil.
Bye, Mini Beanies.
Did you like today's podcast? Want even more? Well, in the show notes, you'll find links to things like worksheets to complete about the episode, colouring in pages, dance-along videos to the song, and all sorts of fun stuff. How cool! Can't wait to see what you create, Mini Beanies!
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court. Ah, ah, ah.